First, 2 Timothy 1:13. 2 Timothy 1:13. Time is rushing on and we're running out of time, so we've got to move fast and talk slow. Don't know how you do that, but anyway, we'll try. We'll try and do what we can. 2 Thessalonians 1:13. And it's a great verse of scripture. It says, hold fast the form of sound words, which thou hast heard of me in faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus. Hold fast the form of sound words. You know, we're losing our language. We really are. We're using all sorts of ugly phrases and all the stuff that's concocted on the internet and on texting and on social media and all that stuff. We're using all sorts of garbage now, and we go around, people are chattering and using this language, and we're losing fast the form of sound words. Modern translations, for example. I found doing a comparison with some of these translations, you know, it takes more words in the modern translations to say what the King James says. Dead set. I thought, you know, with all the diminishing of the words in the modern translations, I thought they would have done away with a lot more words, but I found that they've got a lot more words in some of those translations than the King James. I can't remember which reference it was, but they used 9 words in the modern this particular modern translation to say one word that the King James describes. I think we've lost something. And kids, people say to me, I don't know why you use the old King James, it's so old. I said, well, you know, back in 1611, they promised that every ploughboy in England could read the Word of God for himself. I said, that was 1611. If a common ploughboy in the field could read the Word of God for himself, what's happened to us? So the English, they say, hold fast the form of sound words. We had a high school teacher in the Ipswich church. She came along, and incidentally, I taught RE in that particular public school way back then. And that English teacher came along and she said, I teach from the King James Version of the Bible. That's my English textbook in the public school. She said, that's the purest English textbook than you can get. Pure English. And I thought, wow, isn't that something? All right, so hold fast the form of sound words. Let's talk the language of Zion. Let's talk in such a language that we can understand one another. And we're not using generation gap language. Okay, let's use good old-fashioned, simple language that we all understand. Okay, here we go. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 14. Hebrews 4, verse 14. Got a couple of verses here in Hebrews, so stay there. Hang on, listen up, pay heed. Hold on fast. We got a sign out there in Australia. Some of the young fellas put it on their cars. They stick it on the dash. Get in, sit down, belt up, shut up, let's go. Hang on tight. All right. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 14. Hebrews 4 and verse 14. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that has passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. What is our profession? Believe it or not, our profession is we are Christians. And if you go look at that word profession, it ties in with our Christian faith. That is what our profession is. I'm a Christian. And so hold fast the profession of our faith, it says in another place in Hebrews 10:23. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. So we have a profession, and our profession is, hey, I'm a Christian. And don't be afraid of that. Don't be scared to admit that. Because listen, the world's out there, it's banging its drum and it's telling you what it stands for and what it's against. So we need to say, hey, I'm a Christian. I'm for this and I'm against that. Appreciate your signs out the front and all the crosses. Appreciate that. I drove in this morning, I thought, wow, look at that. That is a witness and a testimony in itself. All those crosses. Preached outside an abortion clinic in Townsville back many years ago, Brother Ross. We had a police permit to do it till we went to the police station, got a permit, and we do have a police permit. Every year we renew our police permit to go and give our tracts and witness on the street. This particular time I went and got an extra permit to go preach outside the abortion clinic. So someone reported us. So I'm out sitting there preaching from the PA system out of the car, and all of a sudden this police car pulls up beside me and says, shut it off. So I shut it off. So he gets out of the car and he stops and says, what do you think you're doing? I said, well, I'm preaching. He said, well, I can tell that. But what gives you the right to do that? I said, this. He said, what's that? I said, well, Dave Stannard signed this. Dave Stannard was the head of the police department down here. He was the sergeant. I said, this is from your boss. Had a look at it. He says, Yeah. Well, okay. Just turn it down a little bit. Way you go. Keep going. So it's always good to do things the right way. And that way, we've had that permit, let me say, in Townsville and in Mackay. We renew it. We were getting it renewed every month in Townsville until the police officer said, look, I'm sick of this. He said, every month you come in here, it's $12 every month. He said, look, this is too much work. Let's give you a yearly permit. It's going to cost you nothing. So, wow. So we got the permit, and then when I moved down to Mackay, we went to the police station, and guess who was there? There was a policeman that used to be in the Townsville station. And so he came out. He was the head of the traffic department. I said, oh, I'd like to get a yearly permit for preaching on the street. He says, well, what is this? He said, I don't know anything about this. I pulled out one from Townsville, and I said, that's what I want to do if I can down here, if I can, please. He looked at that, and he says, I think we can arrange that. I said, you see who signed the bottom of that? Because I knew he was from Townsville. He said, yeah, I know that fella. I said, he was your boss up there, right? He said, yeah. He said, yeah, we can do that down here. And so for all those years, we've been getting our permit renewed over and over to get out on the streets, to give our tracts and to be a witness. Take the opportunity while you can, because the devil may work to shut us down. All right, we're running out of time. Let's keep moving. All right, let's go to 2 Thessalonians 2:15. So listen up, pay heed, hang on, hold fast. Be sure to make sure you search things out. Make sure it gels with the Word of God and parallels with the Word of God. And don't make concessions on the Word of God. Don't make concessions on your faith or your convictions. Stick with it. And I tell you what, God will honor that. It's like I told the kids this morning. Joseph was a man who walked with God in all of that adversity from the time he was 17 till the time he met up with his brothers when he was 42. He had stuck with God and God had stuck with him. And guess what? God had blessed him and God had prospered him. And God had honored Joseph's faith and his walk with God all those years. And he'll do the same for you. He's honored us for 40 years. And I told the kids this morning, I've never regretted getting saved and being a servant of the Lord. All right. Let's get down to this. All right, 2 Thessalonians 2:15. Therefore, brethren, stand fast. Hold the traditions which you've been taught, whether by word or our epistle. Stand fast. A lot of verses that pertain to that. Over in Ephesians, over in 1 Corinthians 15. I'm a firearms instructor, and I'm not one of those Aussies that are scared of guns. So I own guns. I've got gun licenses. I'm one of the odd ones out. But you know, they think that's strange for a preacher to own guns and to go shooting. But listen, I grew up with guns. I grew up in the bush and my dad taught me to shoot. So I instruct, especially young girls, we've had them from high schools come out to the range and I'll instruct them in shooting 12-gauge shotguns, not 20-gauge or 8-gauge, what do you call them? 410s and all that sort of sissy guns. I want them to shoot a real... I want them to shoot a real gun. So the girls will say, I'm left-handed. So I said, put it firmly in here, hold it tight, let's get the right stance. I'm left-handed, so I'll lean on my right foot, put my back foot back here, lean into it. Get a good stance so you got a good grip. So when that thing goes off, you're not going to move. That's the way it is in Christianity. You better get your stance down where nothing's going to move you. Have a good position and you know where you're standing, you know where you're aiming, you know what your defense is going to be and nothing's going to blow you over. So stand fast, okay? And also says the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. People have been blown over because they've had false doctrine thrown at them. They've had concessions thrown at them and they've given in. That's why you should hold fast the faithful words. And lastly, 1 Corinthians 15:58. We could have stayed here till 11 o'clock, Brother Ross, but I believe I'll let these people go. I don't want them to talk about me when I leave. Andy kept us there till 11 o'clock, and Brother Ross said he could do it. See, they'd be talking about me and you. I met with a lady over here up in the top of Illinois before I came to Brother Ross, and I've known her for years, probably 28 years, 30 years. She used to take care of my support that came in, and I'd send her notes, Brother Ross, thank you for your help. And that it was a cute note, and I reminded her of it the other day. You need to get some of those. It's a note that says, thank you for your help. And it's got this fella walking like this. And he's got a dagger stuck in his back. She understood that, so Yeah, she's a great lady, and she was always a great. She saw the fun in that. So 1 Corinthians 15:58. I reminded her also yesterday when I met with them. I said, Sue, do you remember the other little sticker I'd send to you? She said, which one was that? I said, I'd send you the one that says, I never have a battle of wits with an unarmed person. All right, in closing tonight, 1 Corinthians 15:58. And this is where we need to be. We need to take the more earnest heed. We need to hang on tight and hold fast. Otherwise, we're going to start letting some things slip. Standards will start to go. We'll start allowing things that we should not be allowing. So what's it say here? Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable. You know what that means, to be unmovable? That means you cannot be pushed over. Nothing is going to budge you. You're anchored there. Unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Stay busy for God. If you stay busy for God, the devil won't get to you. And that's why you draw near to God, he will draw near to you. Resist the devil. And what will the devil do? He'll flee from you. Some of these teenagers come across, I don't believe in God, I worship the devil. I say, yeah, but you're nothing but a loser because you're following the loser. The devil's a loser. And they walk across and they're giving cheek. You know what giving cheek is? Oh, okay, that's an Aussie term. Here they are giving lip. You know what giving lip is? Okay, they're back answering, and what's an American term for that? Heckle, or a heckle. And so they're coming back at me and say, who would want, and I sing it out to them. They're singing out at me, so I sing out to them, you're following a loser. If you follow a loser, you're a loser. Hey, I said, I'm on the winning side. That's why you need to be on the winning side. It says, always abounding in the work of the Lord, and this is important. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord, no matter how big, no matter how small your work, God is going to stay in there with you. I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. So no matter what size the work, hey, I'm pleased with what I see tonight, a great crowd on a Wednesday night. That's not happening across America. That's not happening across Australia. But thank God for your faithfulness in being here tonight, brother. Thank you.